guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I wanted to talk tonight about two different topics that are kind of on my mind. I've been doing a lot of fun videos and crazy stories for you guys, but I think this is kind of important advice that I want to pass on to you because a lot of you are younger and you kind of look up to people that have a little bit more experience than you. And so as that more experienced person, I thought I'd share some thoughts about two things. Number one, a lot of you have mentioned, hey, I don't want to grow old alone. I don't want to die alone. I don't want to be alone in my later years. What am I going to do without family? What am I going to do without a wife, without kids, so on and so forth? Earlier today, I found out that my aunt has passed away. And I've made mention of her that my aunt, my mother, my sister, they're all very good women. That's at least proof in my own family that good women exist out there for you guys that don't believe it. But she was not able to go to all of her doctor's appointments and because of the lockdown, because of the bug, and she lives up in New York. And so she missed a couple of appointments and wasn't really feeling well. Long story short, she went in to get some things checked and she was really feeling ill. And at the age of 66, they said, you've got stage 4 cancer. And it spreads so much throughout their body or her body that they don't even know where it started. And at 66, now she was told she was going to have 2 to 4 weeks, go home, kind of come to terms with everything that's going to happen. And a day and a half later, she didn't make it. She passed. So the thing is, my uncle is 75. He's in relatively good health. He's got good mental acuity. His health-wise, he's doing pretty well. And here's a good example of, yes, he does have kids, but it doesn't mean that they're going to stay in your life. And if your kids happen, you know, when they're adults, they happen to move across the country or do something else, or if you're over in Europe, sometimes they move to other countries. And here his wife, that is 8-9 years younger than he is, passed away before him, and now he's facing his kind of sunset years alone. He doesn't know really how to cook, that I know of. I've never seen him really cook anything. She always cooks. It's like my mother and father. They've been together now for 60 years, I think, almost 55, 60 years, something like that. My dad could maybe make a hamburger and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich if his life depended on it. So as you get older, you get very reliant on this other person, especially if you've been with them for an exceptionally long period of time. And so here he's going to be facing, who knows, the last 5, 10, 15 years of his life alone. And so getting married and having that bond with somebody doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have somebody up until your last breath. A lot of times guys think, well, I'm usually older than the woman I'm dating and she'll be there for me. And that's not always the case. A lot of times it could end in divorce. You know, there's nothing worse than being in your, look at, I don't know, Jeff Bezos or Bezos. He's an older guy. Now he won't have any struggles meeting anybody because he's basically a billionaire. But imagine getting divorced and losing $100 and some odd billion or whatever it came out to be, $50 billion or whatever, because your younger wife decides to leave you. Now imagine you're that guy, but you're, you know, 50s or 60s, and you don't have $1 billion to your name. The odds of meeting somebody are going to be tough. And so you're going to be alone. Or, you know, in the case of my aunt and uncle, imagine that something happens to your wife and she leaves and you've got the last 10 or 15 years alone. So there's no guarantees that even if you are married or you're in a relationship, or even if you have kids, that you're not going to be spending the last years of yours alone. And a lot of people will end up, when I was in the military, we'd go out and work a night shift, which was from, I think they were from like 8 at night until about 6 or 8 a.m. Sometimes we'd do a 12-hour shift. We'd do call it a double. And we'd work 6 days on, one day off. Well, when we got off shift in the morning, it was 8 a.m. Well, for everybody else, that's donuts and coffee time. For us, it was cold beer, maybe doing a shot of tequila and shooting some pool time. And we used to go down to this little place. It was a little, I guess you'd call it a pub, but they'd open up in the morning. And there must have been 15 or 18, maybe 20 guys that were all 60 and up. And they were sitting around eating donuts because one of the guys or a couple of guys would bring donuts to this place. And the owner of the establishment would go in the morning and he'd pour coffee for the guys. And it was a clubhouse of men. It's kind of like with the way you picture a lot of like barbershops or just kind of a men's place to hang out. And all these guys were bachelors, or at least most of them were, the way they talked. Maybe some of them had a wife at home, but they sure didn't act like it. And they had camaraderie and they had friendship and they hung out there all day because sometimes we'd go back on a different day on a different shift. You'd walk in there at 3 o'clock and there they are watching sports rerun or some boxing reruns and they're just all hanging out with each other. So they had someone in their lives. The thing is, if something happened to one of them or two of them or five of them, there were still many more to hang out with. So, you know, you can spend the last years of your life with other people. Just like now, when you're young, you can spend your time with other people if you make that a priority. It's a little bit harder, granted, you know, when you're in college, you have activities with college guys. When you're working, you have activities with work guys if you work in that environment. But you can find friends and you can find people to spend your life with. And it's the same thing when you get older. You know, when you're 18 or 25, everything is ahead of you and you feel like you have forever. And so a lot of times that can be a little daunting and a little scary to guys because they say, hey, that's a lot of years to spend alone. But I'm telling you, they don't have to be alone, number one. And number two, if you're okay with yourself and you're happy with who you are and your station in life, it's going to be okay. You're going to be able to find friends. And if you don't, you're still going to be happy without anybody else in your life just doing your own thing. So put that aside. If your worry or your thing is, I want to get married and have kids so I don't, you know, I'm not alone in my senior years. You still may be. There's no guarantees. So don't make that a reason to you know, use the next 20 or 30 or 40 years of your life hoping to stay married and have those kids just to have something on the back end that may not exist. Ask some of the guys in the comment sections that I see all the time, which is I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm alone, you know, wife left with the kids or wife passed or something happened. And, you know, but those guys are okay. Because you get to that place where you're happy and healthy about it. The second thing I wanted to touch on is talking about time. To some of you, it's important to have a good income. I mean, a lot of income, so you can buy and enjoy the finer things in life. There are guys that want a couple motorcycles and a quad and a jet ski and a boat and a big house, and that's okay. But to the rest of us, I kind of want to touch base again to say how important it is in your younger years to save, to invest wisely, and to tuck it away. Now, that doesn't mean you have to forego anything fun. That doesn't mean, oh, the new PS5 or the new Xbox or I want to upgrade my computer, but I can't do it because I've got to save every nickel and dime. That's not the point, because you can be, again, like my aunt and get to the first year of retirement at 66. She retired at 65. To get to your first year of retirement, it's like, yay, I'm retired. And then something like that happens and you don't get time to enjoy the money. So it's going to be a balancing act for your younger guys. But the reason why it's so important to save when you're younger and, you know, still have your fun and still go out and do things that are interesting and that excite you is that when the more money you stash away now equals more time later. And time, as you get older, it becomes more important. Like when you're 50, 1 year is 1/50th or 2% of your life. But when you're 20, 1 year is 4% of your life. So as you get older, time seems to go faster because the years become less significant. They become less memorable. It happened to me where I had a network job and I'd go into to work and I'd do the same thing just about every day. It paid very well. But before you know it, you blink your eyes and 5 years is gone. Now, when you love your job and you're passionate about it and you enjoy it, that's not a big problem. But if you're doing something that you're not really enjoying, unless you're stashing mad cash away, maybe it's time to not necessarily change, but maybe it's time to evaluate where you are and make sure you're in the right place in your life. Guys don't think about this as well, but you know, I had an eight years of dating and marriage and, you know, when you get to be my age, you realize, hey, that was, you know, that was almost 20% of my life, 15% of my life. So when you think back on it, that's 15% of your life that you'll never get back. So as you're moving through life and as you're looking towards your future, and this is good for whether you're my age or younger, but it's more impactful when you're younger, make sure that you're planning for your future so that you can kind of As you get older, you can work less and worry less about your finances, and you can enjoy life more, no matter what that is, because there you're not guaranteed. You're not promised anything in life, and you might leave this world at 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever. The other thing I want to make sure that you guys know is that why time is so important is that that is where you get to get all your life experiences in. Whether you believe in an afterworld or an afterlife or not, if you do, great. There's something waiting for you, but it's not what's here. This is a one-time dance. And if you don't believe in anything after this, well, this is a one-time dance for sure. But the reason why that gets important, because as you get older, you know you're going to be, there's a day you're going to wake up and you're hopefully you get to be this age. There's a day that you wake up and you're 50 or 60 or 80 or 85 and you realize, hey, the sand's almost out of the hourglass. Have I accomplished everything I wanted to do? Have I seen the world, if that's important to you? Have I done the trips? Have I had these experiences that I want to do? And if you do want to do those experiences, trust me, it's really fun at 40 and 50, because you can still go to Southeast Asia and go on some really hot or Ukraine or wherever else, go on some really fun dates and have some good times. Whereas you're 70 or 75, it's not quite as easy. You know, when I traveled around the globe, I did it out of a backpack and hitchhiking and hiking, and I covered almost 10 miles a day every day. You can do that when you're 45. You cannot do that when you're 65 or 75 nearly as easy. When you take inventory of your life, is there going to be anything that you think you missed out on? And if there is, make sure that you get it done while you're younger, or again, get those finances in so you can do it when you're at least middle-aged. And for you guys that are out there, because there's a lot of you that comment on this saying, you know what though, I've never dated. I've never gone on a date and it's important to me. I've never been with a woman and that's important to me. There are ways to make that happen. I'm not gonna go into a full video of, you know, how to pick up women or how to find a pro or any of that stuff. That's not what we're about today. But if something's important to you, no matter what my advice is, no matter what anyone else's advice is, this is our own personal journey through life. And we are the only ones that are held accountable for our actions, we ourselves as men. And we're the only ones that can make sure that we accomplish our dreams. And so if you're sitting on the couch and you say, someday I'd really like a six pack or muscles or be able to run a marathon or whatever it is, travel or make $1 million, whatever it is. Every day that goes by that you're not working towards that goal, I'm not gonna say it's a wasted day, but it's a day you're no closer to your goals. So make sure, because we don't know, our time is limited and the sand runs out for everybody at a different pace. And we don't know when that is. So make sure that if you have dreams and you have goals, you're chasing after them and you're making sure that it happens every day, because the nothing is worse. When you get older, no one ever says, you know what, I wish I'm happy I worked so hard and I'm glad I wasted all my time at my job and I'm glad I have $1 million in the bank. Very few people, older people, say that. Usually when they're interviewed, they say, I wish I had more friends. I wish I had traveled more. I wish I had seen more of the world, things like that. So keep that in mind, guys, that no matter what I spout out of my mouth, I'm on my journey. Make sure that as you go on your journey, you're accomplishing your goals, you're filling your dreams, and that you're going to make it happen for you. And the sooner you do that and the stronger that you convict to it, the happier I think you're going to be. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos. They're a little bit more fun and interesting than this one. Just make sure that you keep your nose to the grindstone and you're headed in the right direction. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, you only get one shot at it. Make it count.